This is Stephen Strang. I had the privilege of asking Pat Boone if he would do an endorsement for my new book that I'm just starting to talk about. It's called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. And when he sent in his very enthusiastic endorsement, he also shared with me some involvement that he has had politically. And I just thought it was fascinating and knew that it would be an interesting podcast. So today on The Strang Report, I get to interview Pat Boone. We talk a little bit about the book, not a lot, but we talk about what's going on. And also he talks about his friend, Donald Trump, and some advice that he gave Donald Trump on how he could win a lot of people over to his side.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Pat Boone, I appreciate what you had to say about my book and the endorsement you gave me, and you shared with me some of your experiences, and I was so fascinated, I thought it'd make an interesting podcast. There's a lot going on in our country right now, and you seem to have a lot of insight. What can you share with my listeners?
Well, first of all, your book, as I said, I don't know if you can use it, it's a pretty extreme endorsement. I said it's electrifying, and it is. Because you have taken the pains and the expertise to go back over what's been going on in this country for the last number of years, because you've been chronicling it all in publications and books, and you know it, but you've laid it out there for us so we can see where we've been and how we've been going and why, what's been happening, and then where it's going. And it is frightening, it is truly frightening to think about this next election coming up. And even with all the negatives about Donald Trump as a personality or a person and some of the things he says, and I myself have told him personally that I wish he would quit calling his opponents names because it's not presidential. And I said, I'll bet your own Melania has been telling you that. And he laughed, but it's been his style. But still, the Bible says that all authority is from him. That is, and I think that's why we're supposed to pray for those in authority over us, because in the case of Obama, for example, who I didn't vote for and who I really did not think was good for us as a country, but I prayed for him, and my prayer was, and it is for any president, God, keep the president and his family in the hollow of your hand and accomplish your purpose for him and his family and for us as a country, because the Bible says that all authority is from him. And so I take from that that we either get what we need or what we deserve at various times, because he'll even use dictators sometimes to cause us, and even with the people of Israel, he's caused them to be taken into Babylonian captivity to try to straighten them out. So God, sometimes punishment is what we need, and we've been going through a terrible lot of punishment, and we're in for a whale of a lot more if we let this country go socialist. Now, socialist is another word, as you know, for communism. In fact, the guy that wrote Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky, said he was a communist, and that's what Obama practiced. He learned those principles, and the ultra-liberal part of the Democrat Party uses those principles, and they include finding a hot-button issue, finding ways to exacerbate it, make it worse, and then blame it on your opponents and present yourself as the only one who can solve it. That is Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals.
And it's what's happening in our country.
Yes.
And I heard someone say that a socialist is a communist without a gun. You know, they're trying to take over through our election system, really, rather than
take our guns from us, but guess who'll still have
guns? That's right. It's very serious.
And, I mean, it is so radical, it is so awful. What Saul Alinsky himself said, we've got to quit calling ourselves communists. The word is not in favor. Let's call ourselves progressives. That's their word. They love to call themselves progressives. That's what Sanders and Warren and all of them do. And these new young girls who worm their way into the Congress, one by marrying her brother fraudulently. But we have let horrible termites get into the framework of our society, and they are determined to change us completely. So I have been an activist, and I was asked in the 2010, 2012, and later elections, 2016, on behalf of conservative candidates, which I did by the millions. And that doesn't mean I made millions of calls personally. I recorded the content for individual candidates and about issues. And it was funded by conservative causes and folks who could afford to do it, because it is expensive. But I did millions of robocalls in 2010. At that time, we elected 40 new congressmen, conservative congressmen, and took over both houses of Congress. And we reelected senators who were in question at some point. I mean, it was a landslide. And I was given awards privately, I mean, semi-privately. It wasn't for just main public knowledge, but amongst the conservative groups for helping to elect them. Many of them, and like in New York State and others, said, I ran for office. And my own father-in-law said, well, have you got any money? No. Do you have backing? No. Well, what makes you think you can be elected? He said, well, I'm just going to try. And he said he won when constituents in his district were telling him, I got a call from Pat Boone, said I should vote for you, so I'm going to vote for you. They hardly knew who he was, but they didn't know who the other candidates were either. And so in 2012, I did more, and I was given credit for helping to get a million more seniors and Christians who were opting out of the voting process. But databases show that they were eligible to vote but weren't. And so my robocalls were given credit for gaining a million more voters. Of course, they're seniors, so we don't know how many of those are still around, but they were effective.
Didn't you also do that for Donald Trump?
Yes.
With five of the critical states?
Yes, the last five states. And as they ticked off those last five states, when it looked like he could not possibly win, nobody, including he, really believed that he was going to carry those states. But a coal miner named Bob Murray, trying to save the coal industry, which has been so vilified, and if we just didn't have coal right this minute, we would be in terrible trouble. But Obama had said he was going to shut down all coal mines, and he went about trying to do it. So Bob Murray, an aged but an infirm man with money to do it, paid for about 3 million robocalls that I did to, again, to seniors and Christians who weren't planning to vote. Apparently, they were not, in some cases, weren't registered, but they could still register in the last few weeks. Well, we targeted those states because we knew they were going to be battleground states. They certainly were. And that was, I think, North Carolina, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, those last five states, one by one, as the election looked like it was going the other way. But one by one, by slim little margins, as many as 5,000 votes or less, and some of those states that Trump couldn't carry but did. I can't take personal credit. Nobody knows, and I guess we never will.
But Politico reported, I have here in my notes, the conservatives have a secret weapon, personal calls from Pat Boone to Christians and seniors.
That's right. They credited those calls. Somebody let them in on it. And they know that they, in some cases, were getting, 40 new congressmen. We had to have a tribute get-together in Washington after the election in 2010, and they showed up to thank me for, in their words at least, had carried the day for them in squeaker close elections. So because I have known that my reputation, thank God, has remained firm. Not that I've always, I think, deserved as high a wonderful reputation, because I've made plenty of mistakes, but I know I'm forgiven and I'm redeemed, and I'm still trying to utilize the goodwill that I have with a lot of the public who I know are not informed. They don't know which way. They're swayed like everybody else by all the libel, by all the false charges, by the mudslinging. And they don't know who to believe, and so they say, hey, I'm just not going to vote. Well, as I'm trying to convince them, if you don't vote, you've just voted for the winner, whoever it is. And if that winner is going to make life more miserable for you and your kids and your grandkids, by one vote, you're partly responsible. You were supposed to vote knowledgeably. You were supposed to vote not for a candidate, but for the policies that that candidate espouses and is committed to.
Well, we're a year ahead from the presidential election. Of course, you know, all the members of the House of Representatives will be up, and a third of the Senate, and many gubernatorial and local and state elections.
Yeah.
But what do you think is going to happen with all this turmoil in Washington and talk of impeachment and on and on and on? What is your sense of what's going to happen?
Well, my sense is the choice is going to be very clear. Now, you know, the campaigns to demean and disparage Donald Trump have been very successful. I mean, I've got family members, close family members. I won't say my daughters necessarily and their husbands, but there is some infiltration even there who they're so unhappy with the way Donald Trump acts, some of the things he says and how he says them. And they've just become convinced that he's a maverick, that anybody's better than Donald Trump. Or if they look closely at the platforms that are going to be espoused by the liberals, they may say, well, I'm not for having no wall and letting all immigrants come in no matter what. We've got to have some kind of law somehow. We've got to protect America's sovereignty some way. Or I'm not for some of these things. I'm not for policies that will provide free everything to everybody, because as Jefferson said, a government large enough, powerful enough to give you everything you want is also powerful enough to take away everything you have. And so there's still some right-thinking people who may not find a liberal candidate attractive enough. They may just lay out. And that could toss the election to the liberal candidate. But I'm recommending Donald Trump to do what Roosevelt did so effectively. Just sit down and talk to the citizens, not in a rally. Sit down quietly in your office and just talk to people as a human being to other human beings and explain yourself and explain why you do what you do and maybe even do a little mea culpa. That, look, I know I rub people the wrong way sometimes, and I regret that, but I'm just trying to do what has to be done, and after all, I'm attacked all the time, and I'm a fighter. I'll defend myself, and I'm sorry if that offends you, but I just want to talk to you about who I am. I'm not a racist. I'm for Hispanics and anybody who wants to come into this country, but do it legally. In other words, not in a rally-type thing with everybody applauding. I think he has enough personal charisma. I know him. I've known him for a long time, since he was just starting to become known. And then to Mar-a-Lago, and I know him as a person. And I think if you and I and he were on this podcast, and he was just talking now quietly about what he thinks, what he's trying to do, why he says what he says, and maybe might even acknowledge, maybe I could tone down a little bit, maybe that would help out. I think he could win over anybody who sat and talked to him. Even, you know, Kanye West, he took a lot of heat. But he went and met with the president and came away saying, you know, I think he's great. Well, you know, the heat he took probably convinced him to just be quiet about it. But I think he has a persuasive quality. I think God put him there. And he's what we need, because he is somebody who came in to clean up the swamp. And if we aren't convinced that that's a swamp in Washington now that needs cleaning up, and it's going to take somebody who's going to just wade in with his sleeves rolled up and take on all comers, then it's not going to happen. And we've got him already. He's there. And, you know, the economy and in many other ways is tough talk with our trading partners, with Europeans, with the Chinese, the North Koreans. You know, who can say what North Korea would have done by now if Trump hadn't had his personal conversations with the dictator, who now, of course, is trying to make the most for himself out of the extra cachet that those meetings gave him. But he also is aware, because of Pompeo and others, that this president, you can't ride roughshod over him. He's not going to be kowtowed or persuaded politically in any other way not to defend this country no matter what it takes. We've got to have strong leadership. You know, Andrew Jackson and others, they rubbed a lot of people the wrong way by the way they said what they said. But history would report eventually that they were good in many ways for the country. And I just think we have the current president because God put him there. He didn't put him there because he was a slick politician. He certainly wasn't and isn't. But he is a tremendous negotiator. He is much smarter than people give him credit for. The energy this man has, who else could keep the kind of schedule he keeps? He must exist on 4 hours sleep.
It's amazing. It really
and,
is.
And yet he goes and goes and does. And we need a man like him at the helm. Even though, Sure, there are drawbacks, and there are things that many people don't care for in his personality, but God help us if we elect somebody who's going to try to give us everything we want at our expense with no money except ours.
That's right.
The government doesn't have it. They keep printing it up, and the money loses its value in the process. So we've got to have somebody who's got some fiscal sense and political sense and strength and boldness. I think the other presidents and other people around the world and other countries have a grudging respect for him. They know you don't push him around. That's one good thing, a great good thing. I think they felt with a couple of previous presidents that they could pretty well maneuver that president into positions that favored them. I know in the case of the Iranian deal where President Obama gave him like $1.5 billion, which they immediately began to use in attacking us, even though they say, well, that was their money. Yeah, it was money they had forfeited by crossing us and was in banks and should not have been regained except by more friendly attitudes toward us. But Obama gave it back to them. I don't know what his thinking was, but we do know that Iran has become the principal perpetrator of terrorism and funder of it around the world. And they're using money that we gave them.
I so appreciate what Pat Boone had to say. His enthusiastic endorsement meant a lot to me personally, and I hope is an indication that the book that I worked so hard on will be equally welcomed by readers all over the country. I will be talking about the issues more in the upcoming weeks and months, but I just wanted to share with you this interview with Pat Boone because I thought what he had to say about our current events, about our president, and about some of his ideas was really worth listening to. Share this with people that you think would be interested. Put it on social media. I really appreciate it. And thank you once again for listening to my podcast, The Strang Report, on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now, let me repeat. You get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.